is now time for the Bible Answers program, in which we present a frank and earnest discussion of Bible truths in an endeavor to answer your Bible questions. Our subject for this program is Probation After Death. If you desire a copy of the Bible Answers magazine, send your request to the Bible Answers, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City, and a copy will be sent to you free. Will there be an opportunity after death for sinners to repent, accept Christ, and attain salvation? Or is the eternal destiny of each individual fixed at death? But first, this program is brought to you by the Dawn Bible Students Association, publishers of the Dawn magazine, in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. Now, Ed, what does the Bible teach regarding future probation?
Russell, right away I want to affirm that according to my understanding of the Bible, there will be an opportunity after death for unbelievers to repent and accept Christ.
Isn't that a dangerous teaching? Isn't it the fear of punishment that holds the world more or less in restraint today?
No one should serve the Lord merely for the purpose of escaping future punishment. The Bible says that anyone who does not have the Spirit of Christ is none of His. The Spirit of Christ was one of loving devotion to His Heavenly Father. The Bible says that Christ loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Those who love iniquity and refrain from practicing it only because they fear punishment certainly do not have the Spirit of Christ.
Well, of course I won't argue against that point, Ed, but my question is whether or not there will be an opportunity after death for unbelievers to accept Christ. That is the main point at issue. You have affirmed that there will be. Now, I would appreciate some Bible text to prove your point.
Well, very well. What about the unbelievers who rejected Christ at His first advent and crucified Him? Would you agree that if the Bible holds out hope for them, there must be hope for all unbelievers?
Well, yes, I guess so. I think at least that that is a reasonable assumption.
All right, let's turn to the 11th chapter of the book of Romans. In this chapter, Paul is discussing the position of those who rejected Christ and cried out for His death. And the Apostle Paul explains that mercy will be shown toward them. He refers to them as being blinded for a time, and he says, until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in.
Now, what does that mean?
It's a reference to the work of the present gospel age, during which the gospel call has gone out to the Gentiles. The Apostle Paul then explains what will happen when this work is completed. He says that all Israel will be saved after that. That statement is found in verse 26. The complete verse reads, "All Israel shall be saved as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer and turn away ungodliness from Jacob."
But are you sure that refers to those who sinned at the time of Christ, that in the resurrection their ungodliness will be turned away?
I'm very sure, Russell. In verse 15, the apostle speaks of the time when they will be received of God and says, "What shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead?"
And from that you conclude that this means mercy will be shown to unbelievers in the resurrection.
I do, Russell. You see, at the time of Christ's crucifixion, as is always the case, there were varying degrees of responsibility for the wrong done. but the Apostle Paul places them, so to speak, all in one category, saying that the Lord hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Thus you see, he affirms that in the resurrection, God will show mercy to the unbelievers.
Mercy to unbelievers. Ed, do you realize that that conclusion shatters practically all denominational and creedal traditions?
Yes, I do, Russell. But remember, it is not I, but the Apostle Paul who asserts that God will show mercy to the unbelievers. I am merely expressing what he taught. In the next verse, he says, O the depth of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God, how unsearchable are his judgments and his ways, past finding out.
You know, this is a wonderful thought, Ed, and I am frank to admit that it appeals to me as being godlike. It shows the mercy of God, and I like it.
Russell, God is merciful, and the Bible says that it is the goodness of God that leadeth to repentance. Repentance and belief in Christ, which are based on fear, avail nothing in God's sight because the motive is wrong.
However, Ed, you have cited one example from the Bible which indicates that in the resurrection God will show mercy to unbelievers. This is a revolutionary idea that you have presented, and before accepting it, we should be absolutely sure that it is taught in the Bible. So, what other proofs do you have?
Let me give you an example from the Old Testament. It is the case of the people of Sodom. These people were so notoriously wicked that God considered it advisable to destroy them. The record is that he took them away as he saw good. However, in the 16th chapter of Ezekiel, we are informed that they will be awakened from death in the resurrection and be brought into covenant relationship with the Lord. Now, verses 49 to 63 in that 16th chapter is where you find this information.
Ed, I wonder how many people really know that such statements are found in the Bible.
There's no good reason why they should not know, for they are there for everyone to read. And besides, Russell, in the New Testament, Jesus tells us that it will be more favorable for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah in the day of judgment than for the unbelievers of his day, although, as we have seen, mercy is to be shown even to these.
And that brings up another related question. You spoke about the judgment day. Haven't we been taught that the judgment day is a time merely for the separation of saints and sinners whose final destiny had already been fixed at the time of their death? But you say that favor will be shown to sinners in the judgment day.
Remember, Russell, it was Jesus who said that. The judgment day will be a time of probation. The Bible says that Jesus enlightens every man that cometh into the world. Some are enlightened in this life, but the vast majority, including those of the heathen world, die without a true knowledge of Christ and his atoning blood. It will be during the judgment day, when awakened from the sleep of death, that these will be enlightened. The Apostle Paul wrote in Timothy, or 1 Timothy rather, chapter 2, verses 4 to 6, that it is God's will for all to be saved from death, that is, and come to a knowledge of the truth.
This word truth, Ed, a wonderful word, but used in this instance, just what does it mean?
The great truth of the Bible, that there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all. This is the great truth, that Jesus redeemed all from death. The apostle adds that this fact is to be testified or made known to all in due time.
And that due time will be the judgment day. That is what you are saying, isn't it?
It is the teaching of the Bible. The teaching which reveals how wonderfully true is the Bible statement that God is love.
And you say the Bible teaches that the judgment day will be a time of enlightenment concerning Christ. and the provision of everlasting life God has made through Christ. As you have explained it, those who respond properly to the knowledge then given to them will receive everlasting life. Now, my question, where will they receive this eternal life? Will they all go to heaven?
Oh, no, no. The only ones to receive a heavenly reward are those who believe and obey in this life and in this age. Those who believe during the judgment day will be restored to human perfection and live on the earth forever. That and many other points are explained in detail in the booklet, When a Man Dies. And Russell, would you mind telling our listeners more about the little book, When a Man Dies, and how they can get it absolutely free for their enjoyment and enlightenment?
I'll be glad to, Ed. Friends, what is the truth about hell and about purgatory? Are Christians purged from their sins before or after death? How do we know that we will see and know our loved ones in the resurrection? If we wish to have an answer to these questions, send for When a Man Dies. Address your request to Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Write down the address, if you please. It is Frank and Ernest, Box 60, General Post Office, New York City. Ask for When a Man Dies, and it will be mailed to you free and without obligation.
Send for your free booklet today. Mail your request to Frank and Ernest, Post Office Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. To repeat, mail your request to Frank and Ernest, P.O. Box 60, New York, New York, 10116. Or call this toll-free number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That's 1-800-234-DAWN. The booklet will be sent to you free and without obligation. This program is brought to you each week by the Dawn Bible Students Association in cooperation with local Bible study groups and by the many friends of Frank and Ernest everywhere. To repeat, call toll-free the following number, 1-800-234-DAWN. That is 1-800-234-DAWN to receive without obligation the free booklet offered. Please include the call letters of this station with your request. Ask your friends to listen to our program, won't you please? And now, goodbye, and may God bless you.